make an announcement up front. Unfortunately, Mr. Pittman cannot be with us today. He had a family emergency, so it will not be a long meeting, but we will do the best we can to get through. Are there any additions to the agenda or changes?
No.
I have one addition, and that is Mr. Jake German is going to give up, and he'll be speaking later about the Indian Hill Crossing and Indian Hill Road. Okay. Have you had a chance to read the minutes and claims?
Yes.
I'll accept the motion.
I make a motion to accept the claims.
I'll second it. All in favor, raise your right hand, say aye.
Aye.
So first on the agenda is planning and zoning, and again, without Jerry here, we're going to table that to the next meeting. And I'll accept a motion for that too.
Make a motion that we table the Roberts planning and rezoning with James and Teresa Schultz.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
I'll take questions at the end. The next thing we have, approval of Chad Jenkins to director of EMA to replace Susan Armstrong. At the last meeting, we got a recommendation from the board that did the interviews. So at this point, I will take a motion for that as well.
I'd like for Mr. Jenkins to stand up so everybody knows who the new EMA director is. Fetching the vote.
Okay.
He has an extensive history in EMA. I think he'd be a great added to the county to help us. And I'll make a motion that we hire Chad Jenkins as the EMA director.
And I will second it. So, all in favor, raise your right hand.
Aye.
Aye. Next up, we have the Highway Superintendent report. Mr. Magner, what have you for us?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, sorry I wasn't here at the last meeting, but we had a family emergency with my mom, so I missed a meeting that day and some time after that. But just a few quick updates, nothing major. We're working on, I got a request from MDOT to close out the highway crossings on State Route 45 from the storm sewer project that went on last year, so I'll take care of that. We're also working on doing the closeout from the 2021 paving grant, so those have to be closed out within 2 years in order for us to apply for the funding coming up this fall, which actually opens for applications in July for the 2023 grant cycle, so we'll be getting prepped for that. We also need to look at, which I will get you guys a copy of the list as a reminder, on what we want to do for our 2023 local paving projects, and we're probably going to have to cut that list back just due to inflation, because the reason why I prepared that list a couple of years ago, prices have gone up quite a bit since then, so we'll need to look at our 2023 projects, and then other than that, the only other thing was I had a crew out. If you've been up Clay Lick, you might notice that some of the pavement markings that we did last fall for the center lines have peeled up. So the contractor's going to fix those at no charge. So they'll be back to fix those here probably in the next month to 6 weeks. And other than that, unless you have any questions, that's all I had.
I had the same question I had last time I saw you. Was it the painting on the other roads that were paved?
Yes, they're going to do those probably yet this month also. So we'll get those finished up. Had a couple of them down. Unfortunately, the day they were painting, especially on one of them, they only got one side done. So we'll get those taken care of, and then they still have the one road that we were waiting on from the water line construction to get them out of the way, and then we'll get that paved, and that'll finish up that contract from last year.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next on the agenda is Kyle Hayworth and a contract for lawn care at various BC properties, again, with Jerry not being here. Something we should.
I believe we made the motion to pay for what he's already done.
Right, that, yeah.
But I need to have a conversation with Mr. Hayworth before the next meeting.
Okay. I'd entertain a motion to table it?
I make a motion to table the contract with Kyle Hayward.
Got a second? All in favor?
Aye.
All right, next up, and the biggest part of the meeting, Mr. Jake German is going to speak on the Indian Hill.
Thank you, Commissioners. Thank you for allowing me to speak for a few minutes today. This issue was brought to our attention at the firm with regards to some issues that have resulted from the railroad crossing closure. We've been working through the information with some individuals. I think that we'll also present some information today about the result of and kind of what's transpired since the closure and some of the issues that it's caused. And we've been exploring kind of the options from a legal perspective on what the county's options are going forward. Mike, myself, Chris Greisel have been working through both the NDOT information that's been presented, some information from Federal Highway on railroad crossings, the process that's been put together, and then, of course, trying to listen to and gather information from certainly several community stakeholders on the issues that that this has caused. We've been working on a draft petition to reopen the crossing and in a certain fashion, and that we'll be discussing that with you all and working through those details of that. But right now, I think we were hoping to kind of get some updated information today from individuals that that wanted to go on the record and explain their feelings on the railroad crossing issue itself. And you know, we were happy to take that all into account and consideration and see where that fits in with the legal process. So appreciate that. I may turn it over to Scott to say some things about how we got to this point and what we're looking for as next steps.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks, Scott. You're on timer.
I know. I'm going to be real short and sweet. I know that's shocking. I guess you've heard everything I have to say about this. You understand the issue. I appreciate all the time you put into it. I know it's not something that is very simple. It's not something we deal with all the time, right? And so I guess all I would say is, you know, there are a couple folks here that I know want to speak, and Rick Kelly with President of Brown County Farm Bureau is one of those. I appreciate an opportunity for him to say something, and a couple others may have something they want to say. But I guess just to add to my previous comments from the last meeting, you know, for decades we've had a really good community partnership with the railroad. Indiana Railroad has been, you know, for my child and our families, a really great community partner. They do the Santa train, they've done passenger trains, all kinds of things over the years, and they've just been a fantastic partner. And so I think this is a good opportunity to really continue that relationship, and I look forward to you know, getting back to the time when we could work together on all kinds of important community needs. And so I will be the first to extend my hand to welcome them into our community at CSX. One other quick note, and I'll hand it over to Rick if he wants to speak. There was a very important acquisition of a long-distance footpath in southern Indiana that will connect to the trail that was cut off here in our community with the closing. And believe it or not, we will be able to walk all the way to Louisville from Brown County if we can reopen this road. And so it's a very important thing. It's basically the Appalachian Trail of Indiana. And so pretty amazing. Not a lot of people know that, but that's what's happening. And just really look forward to the days when we can work hand in hand with the railroad and move forward. So with that, I'll turn back over to Rick, and he has some comments for you.
Okay, Scott, thank you. I'll try to be brief as well. Three board members went out there, and it's April 29th. We were there. I have a typo there on my letter that I've got in front of you to NDOT. But basically, we're saying that this has imposed an undue hardship on the Weddle family. And it's also a safety concern. They're having to try travel multiple miles now on 45, Helmsburg Road, and then two very difficult gravel roads. If Jerry was here, I'd tell him, I think he's been out there, how difficult this gravel road is to travel. So I've been in contact with Farm Bureau leadership. Unbeknownst to me today, Keegan Poe, our regional manager, showed up here, and surprised to see him here, but he was sent down to visit the county county commissioners. So I've been in communication with our president, Randall Crone, also with our vice president, Kendall Culp, who also happens to be a state representative. We met with Dave Hall, our state representative here, and we're talking to other leaders within Farm Bureau. We have proposed a resolution that was submitted Monday to Farm Bureau, and basically the resolution says, Farm Bureau supports requiring a public notice, notification to adjacent landowners, and a public hearing for any public road closures. So that's submitted. That will go to the Resolutions Committee, and then we have a delegate session of all Indiana counties. In August, we will meet. Brown County has two delegates to that. Also, I've been involved with Farm Bureau a long time. I'm on the Farm Bureau Elect Committee, where we have a PAC that supports and endorses candidates. So we really believe, and Farm Bureau believes, this is a issue that is a property rights issue, and we support the Levels in their endeavor. Thank you.
I'm going to make a comment, and it's been said a lot, and if I'm hearing it wrong, then shame on me, but I hear a lot of people saying the Indian Hill Road is closed. The road itself is open. It's the crossing at the one end that's closed. And I was there Monday. I drove all the way down, stopped at the slab, which was a mess. I wasn't about to drive across it because I would have been stuck. The water was up even with the top of the slab. Any higher, it would have gone over. So there is some concern. Not that I'm against it, holding it up. I'm not. I'm just concerned is if that water gets higher, you're not crossing it anyway because you're going to wash away. The well is notwithstanding, I can see their argument because that's their way into their field, their way back out.
One thing I failed to mention here is that they've been using a crossing for 113 years. That land was sold in 1905 by the family, and as soon as that railroad went in, they have used a crossing there.
I was remiss in not adding. I received two letters last night from some neighbors that are in support of opening this, and I'm aware of some chatter that's been going around that I wanted to clear up on their behalf. And Judy Swift and Andrea and Matt Hanlon live there, both houses at the end of the road, and they've sent a letter, you know, describing how they support the opening of this road. And there has been, like I said, some chatter online that's inaccurate. So I want to make sure that's known to the public, that they actually support it, and it has nothing to do with you guys, but just thought I'd mention that.
So I would just close by saying I think that we've put together once we gather all the information, we put together a good kind of plan on next steps and working with you all on what direction you all want to take and how we want to kind of proceed to try to open up the crossing in a way that that causes the least amount of heartburn for anybody. So, but appreciate everybody's support, appreciate the information that we've received in a hurry. We'll continue to work hard and try to get something on the next steps of the plan. So thank you for the time today.
At this time, we'll make a motion. We continue to gather information, and once we got the information from the attorneys, any more information from Mr. Rudd, any more information from Mr. Allen, or anything anybody else has to add. My thought on it is if we could get Matt Pierce, state representative that has already talked to the president of the railroad, once we get all this information, if he can get another sitting with the president of the railroad and explain all this new information, the concern, and the hardship, and go talk to the president of the railroad and see if we can get them on board to try and stop any possible litigation or anything. If the railroad is, you know, favorable, I would think it'd go a long way with NDOT, and I make a motion that we do that.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Did you get all that? We're down to legal. Mike, you got anything else for us?
No, sir.
Okay. Ron, you got anything?
No, but I make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Wait.
All in favor?
Aye.
Don't you want to ask? I might ask you some questions.
Jerry is not here.
Listen, I can ask a question without Jerry here.
No, sir. The meeting's been adjourned.
That's because you went too fast. It's a public meeting. You guys have got to wake up and listen to us.
Well, that's the first time I've seen you here, sir. So.
It doesn't have a thing to do with it.
I'll just take my question up here.
Yeah.